Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional is entitled, There is a Fountain. In John 4:13-14, we read, Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Not only is Olympia, Washington, the state capital, but there is also another significant claim to fame. In the 400 block of 4th Avenue is an artesian well. People are able to fill containers of this pure, cool water. It is a fountain flowing freely. The composer of this week's hymn is William Cowper. He was born in England in the year 1731. He suffered many personal losses during his early years that caused him much mental anguish. Loss after loss of those who were close brought him to the brink of despair. Through all of his ordeals, the Lord kept drawing him. He finally received Jesus as his personal Savior and began writing hymns and poetry. It is fascinating that he lived in a small house just behind the home of his pastor, John Newton, who wrote the wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace. Thank the Lord for the fountain of redeeming blood that cleanses us from all our sin. There is a fountain. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more. For since by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save. Enjoy this week's inspirational video by clicking on the link. And blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil.